हरे कृष्णा
नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरुञ्चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं तथोदयदुदीदरेत् नष्टप्रायुष्वाजेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवय भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी
हरे कृष्ण. सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग द कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन महाराज निमि द किंग ऑफ विदेहा एट द टाइम एंड द नवयुगेंद्रस द नाइन सन्स आउट ऑफ द हंड्रेड सन्स ऑफ महाराज ऋषभदेव. The nine sons that were totally renounced, didn't have any children, and were just going around preaching about the glories of the Lord, preaching about Bhakti Yoga. So, this morning, we continue with the answer to the first question that was posed by Maharaj Nimi to the Navayugendras. The Navayugendras, as you know, are nine. And Maharaj Nimi posed nine questions. The first question was, what is the highest good? What's the highest good? And the answer is being given by Sri Kavi, and it's covered in Shri Bhavatam, 11th canto and 2nd chapter. So there's a number of texts that cover his answer, and we're continuing today with text number 36. So 11:2:36.
Kayena vacha manasendriyeva budhyatmana vanushita svabhavat karoti yat yat sakalam parasmi narayana yeti samarpayat tat.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In accordance with the particular nature one has acquired in conditioned life, whatever one does with the body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness, one should offer to the Supreme, thinking, this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayana. Okay. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a long purport, so please be a little patient when I go through it. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented in this regard that a person who engages all sensory activities of the body, his mind, words, intelligence, ego, and consciousness in the service of a Supreme Lord cannot be considered to be on the same level as a kami working for his personal sense gratification. Although apparently still a conditioned soul, one who offers the fruits of all his activities to the Lord can no longer be touched by the countless miseries that arise from the reactions to materialistic activities. Because of enmity against the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His omnipotent authority, the conditioned living entity performs activities against the order of the Lord. Yet, self-realized souls continue to perform all types of work within this world to carry out the mission of the Supreme Lord. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, those kamis who are sufficiently pious, they follow the examples of self-realized souls by trying to offer the fruits of their own duties at the lotus feet of the Lord. Although this is counted as Kama Misha Bhakti, or devotional service mixed with the desire to execute fruitive activities, such mixed devotional service is gradually transformed into pure devotional service. As the pious fruitive workers disengage themselves step by step from the bogus philosophy of enjoyment of one's hard-earned rewards, pure devotional service rewards them with complete good fortune. Srila Sridhar Swami has commented, Atmana chitenhankarena va anusrito yat svabhavas tasmat. Although one may still be in the bodily concept of life, he should offer the fruit of his work to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those with a primitive materialistic concept of the Supreme Lord consider the Lord present only in a temple or church. They make some offering to the Lord in the place of worship, but in their normal activities they claim proprietorship, not thinking that God is present everywhere and within everyone. We have practical experience of many so-called religious men who become very offended if their children try to become servants of the Lord. They feel God should be pleased with whatever humble offering I give him, but my family and ordinary business affairs belong to me and they are under my control. The perception of anything as separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his proprietorship is called maya or illusion. Srila Sridhar Swami has quoted, Na kevalam vidita kritam eviti niyama swabhavanu shari lokikam api. The regulation that one should serve the Supreme Lord does not refer only to prescribed religious paths, ceremonies, and regulations. Rather, all the activities one performs in this world according to one's personal nature should be dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words Karoti Yat Yat Sakalam Parasme Narayana Yeti Samarpayet Tat in this verse are very significant. A similar verse is found in Bhagavad Gita 9:27. Yat Karosi Yat Ashnasi Yat Jehosi Dadasi Yat Yat Tapasyasi Kanteya Tat Kurusva Mad Arpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, and all the austerities that you perform should be done as an offering unto me. The objection may be raised, since our ordinary activities are performed with the material body and material mind, not by the spirit soul, how can such activities be offered to the Supreme Lord, who is completely transcendental to the material world? How can such activities be considered spiritual? The answer to that is stated in Vishnu Purana 3:8:8. And Vishnu Purana 3:8:8. Vanashrama chara vata purushena para puman Vishnu aradyate pantha nanyat tatosha karamam. Also in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 8:58. One who wants to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, must accept the system of Vanashram Dhamma and worship the Lord through the execution of his prescribed duties. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 13, the Supreme Lord has taken credit for establishing the system of Vanashram Dhamma. Chaturvanyam maya shishtam guna karma vibhagasaha. Therefore, if one offers his work within the Vanashram Dharma system to the Supreme Lord, such work is counted as devotional service. According to one's swabhav or nature, one may work as an intellectual or priest, as an administrator or military man, as an agriculturist or mercantile man, or as a laborer or craftsman. And while working, everyone should meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking, Yad Shakalam Parasmi Narayana. Narayanaya. Sorry. I'm working for the Supreme Lord. Whatever result comes from my work, I shall accept the bare minimum for my personal maintenance, and the rest I shall offer for the glorification of Lord Narayan. Srila Jiva Goswami has pointed out, Kaminam tu sarvateva na duskarmarpanam. One cannot offer duskarma or sinful wicked activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The four pillars of sinful life are illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. Such activities are never acceptable as offerings to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The example may be given that although in a free society each person is allowed to choose his own occupation, even a democratic government would not allow a citizen to choose the occupation of a thief or murderer. In the same way, according to the laws of God, one is invited to work according to his own nature in the Varnashram system, but one is forbidden to adopt a criminal life of sinful activities, violating the laws of God. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given a nice description of how one should offer one's ordinary activities to the Supreme Lord. He says that an ordinary sense gratifier begins his activities in the morning by passing stool and urine and cleaning his mouth, brushing his teeth, bathing, meeting his friends and family members, and discussing with them the day's business. In this way, one has so many activities during the day, and the sense gratifier executes all these activities for his personal material enjoyment. A kami, on the other hand, working under the jurisdiction of the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, will perform the same activities for the pleasure of the demigods and his forefathers. Thus, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a devotee of the Supreme Lord Narayan should similarly perform all of his daily activities for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. In this way, everything we do throughout the day will become bhaktianga, or a supplementary aspect of our devotional service. It should be understood that as long as one identifies oneself in terms of the Varnashram Dharma system rather than as part and parcel of Krishna, one is still on the platform of ahankara, or false ego, because Varnashram system is designed according to the modes of nature acquired by the living entity through his material body. But the acharyas have emphasized in their commentaries on this verse that such a false ego, by which one identifies oneself as a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Sannyasi, Grihastha, and so on, should also be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, when one becomes very much attracted to hearing and chanting about the Supreme Lord and not merely offering him the fruits of one's work, one has attained the stage called Swarup Siddhi Bhakti, or the stage in which actual devotion becomes visible. The example may be given that although any good citizen will pay his taxes to the government, he may not necessarily love the government or its leaders. Similarly, a pious living entity can understand that he is working under the laws of God, and therefore, in accordance with Vedic injunctions or the injunctions of other scriptures, he offers a portion of his assets to the Supreme Lord in religious ceremonies. Okay. Sorry, I just have to fix it in here. A pious living entity can understand that he is working under the laws of God, and therefore, in accordance with Vedic injunctions or injunctions of the other scriptures, he offers a portion of his assets to the Supreme Lord in religious ceremonies. But when such a pious person is actually becomes attached to the chanting and hearing about the personal qualities of the Lord, and when love thus becomes visible, he is considered to be reaching the mature stage of life. In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted several verses that very nicely show the development of love of Godhead. Anena Dubhashana Dukha Dashena Sa Karuna Maya Karunam Karutu. May the merciful Lord show mercy on me by demonstrating the misery created by sinful desires. Ya Pritir Avivekanam Vishayeshu Anapaini Twam Anusmarata Sa Mehridayan Napasarpatu. Unintelligent persons have unflinching affection for the objects of sense gratification. Similarly, may I always remember you so that same attachment applied to you never leaves my heart. Vishnu Purana 1:20:19. Yuvatinam yatha yuni yunam cha yuvato yata mano viramate tatvan mano mi ratman ramatam twayi. As the minds of young girls take pleasure in thinking of a young boy, and those of young boys take pleasure in thinking of a young girl, may my mind take pleasure in you. Mama sukarmi duskarmi cha yad raga samanyam tat savatu bhavena bhagavad vishayam eva bhavatu. Whatever attraction I have for pious or sinful activities, let that attraction be wholeheartedly invested in you.
Om Agnati Milanyasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sucha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchan Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sunbhi Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama 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 Hari Hari Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurabhani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyade Sitarini Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gora Chishe Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himagya Dibhachi Vishnulaya Tasmi Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So I will read the text again, and then after that, begging your permission and permission and guidance from my spiritual master, His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami, and His spiritual master, Jagat Guru, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada, and the Parampara, to use me to teach you what they want you to know. So the text, Srimad Bhagavatam 11:2-36.
Kayena vacha manasindriyaiva bhudyatmana vanusita svabhavat karoti yat yat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayat tat.
Translation: in accordance with the particular nature one has acquired in conditioned life, whatever one does with the body, mind, words, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness, one should offer to the Supreme, thinking this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayana. Hare Krishna. So, Sri Kavi, one of the Navayugindras, excuse me, is answering the question, what is the highest good? So in the text preceding this one, the text before this one, he mentions in general the highest good is performance of devotional service. And then he goes into detail, and so this text is one of those. And as we hear this text, one of the explanations he's giving about the importance of devotional service, the word dovetail comes very, very loud. It comes too loud, too this, very, very loud. Because Sri Kavi is saying, in according to our propensities, what we've acquired, the particular nature, our character and propensities, whatever we do with our physical and subtle body, that is the physical body, words, minds, the senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness. That means he's included the pure devotee also. Whatever one does, all of that should be offered to the Supreme, and the consciousness behind offering should be, this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayana. And Srila Prabhupada has told us several times, life is about performing devotional service for the senses, to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Lord Krishna. And Sri Kavi is saying the same thing here. We should be thinking everything we do is for the pleasure of Lord Narayana. So directly or indirectly, according to our intelligence and what we have and can use with it in the terms of the physical body and the subtle body, we should offer whatever we do for the pleasure of Lord Narayana. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada starts with a quote from his spiritual master and a comment, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says, a person who engages all the sensory activities of his body, mind, words, intelligence, ego, and consciousness in the service of the Supreme Lord cannot be considered to be on the same level as a kami working for personal sense gratification. So the important point here is the activities of a person who is thinking, I'm offering this to the pleasure of, for the pleasure of Lord Narayana, may be similar or may be identical even to a person who is working for personal sense gratification, but the consciousness behind it is the difference. An example is given in the Battle of Kurukshetra. So in the Battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was performing the work of a Kshatriya, fighting soldiers. Duryodhana was performing the work of a Kshatriya, also fighting soldiers. Both of them were very successful in annihilating soldiers of the other side. But the difference was Arjuna was fighting for the satisfaction of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. And Duryodhana was fighting to just become the next king for sure of Hastinapur, and therefore the whole world, because that was the seat at the time of power, but to gratify his senses. So the fight was being done under two different types of consciousness, one from Arjuna and then one from Duryodhana. Duryodhana was fighting for his own ego, false ego, and Arjuna's fight was all for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And remember, Arjuna didn't even want to fight But he did it because the Lord wanted him to. Of course, the Lord explained so many things which are recorded in the Bhagavad Gita for Arjuna's understanding, for also our benefit. But still, the bottom line was, Krishna had Arjuna convinced to fight because Krishna wanted that particular fight. Because the reason was to get rid of, to purify Mother Bhumi's body, the earth, which was being abused by so many demons that were here on the earth at the time. So there's always practical things that we can do. This text is telling us that we should offer everything done with our body, our words, our mind, our senses, our intelligence, and even purified consciousness if we are at that level. All of that should be offered to the Supreme, thinking this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan. In this day and age, in Kali Yuga, several people that are advising even how to be successful in life. This thing, this activity comes up so many times, and in one sense, in an indirect way, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned it too. We tend to be forgetful. Kali Yuga, our minds are not so sharp. And so, the saying is, in Kali Yuga, you write it down. If you don't want to forget, you write it down. So the same exercise can be performed in connection with this particular text. Sri Kavi is saying we should, everything, manasa geho, deho geho, everything about ourselves should be offered to the Supreme Lord. Now, if Kali Yuga means write it down, it is very, very powerful to have a picture of devotional service. A picture. What does that mean? We write down the activities that we perform in devotional service. Now, let me elaborate a little bit. There are certain things that we do routinely, that means daily. Some things may come up, emergency things or some change here, depending on how the day is going. We may make some adjustments. But everybody has a particular set of activities that they do on a daily basis. It is, and I'm just requesting this, suggesting. But it is more powerful than when you write things down, you see a picture of how your day is like. So you can do a simple jotting down of morning to evening what you do, the ones that you do routinely. And then once you've seen this picture, this is what your daily routine is like. Then you say, all right, line by line, we're going to go line by line. How can I offer this? Is this activity offerable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? If the answer is yes, and it's devotional service, like chanting, obviously there's not much to think about chanting, but doing the prescribed minimum number of rounds a day, that's there. If you're serving the deities in your home, that's there. But other things that you do that are material, those are the ones that we have to look very closely at. Because the question is, how can we offer this to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the gratification of his senses? Now, once we put all these things down, then one by one, we begin to think about them. Those ones that are not directly devotional service, or at least we don't know them that way. Then we pray to our Guru Maharaj and to Srila Prabhupada to help us to see how we can turn that activity for the service of the Lord. So that's an exercise that would be nice to do. I know I'm going to do that myself. The thought came to mind this morning when I was praying to my Guru Maharaj. When you can see the activities, because you've written them down and now you have a picture of your daily routine, and then you begin to think line by line, each one, how to give that to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you would get better ideas, especially if you prayed about it, you would get ideas that you hadn't thought of earlier as to how you can dovetail that activity to the service. So this is be a nice exercise, and I would appeal to all of you to try to do that. Writing down things give a much better picture than just going through your mind. You might think, oh, going through the mind is okay, just, I remember them, therefore I can do one by one. But when you write it down, then you can remember all of it that you do in there. And then in front of you, you can take each one of them and meditate on that with the ideas, I would like to offer this to Sri Krishna and Guru and the devotees. How do I do it? So that would be the prayer. And then from that, you can in fact get any ideas that come up, you write those down too. And so with that, an idea is to pray until you cover everything that you do routinely, all of them covered, as to how you can turn that into service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, directly or indirectly. And then go from there, because from that point on, I'm sure our devotion will actually go up. Definitely benefit more. Now, part of the, you know, this is still Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur thing, as a purport. So he says, although apparently still a conditioned soul, one who offers the fruits of all his activities to the Lord can no longer be touched by the countless miseries that arise from the reactions to materialistic activities. He says, even though the person may not be a pure devotee, just a conditioned soul, if we offer the fruits of all activities to the Lord, then we can no longer be touched by the miseries that arise from the reaction to materialistic activities. Why? Because, one, we have decided to offer the fruits of everything we do. Therefore, the Lord also, in the Bhagavad Gita he says this, also rewards accordingly. For those who surrender everything to the Lord, Atma Nivedanam, he rewards accordingly. In fact, he goes to the extent of saying, those who think of him and take everything that they're doing as service to the Lord, think through it and offer, the Lord carries what we lack and preserves what we have. So he definitely, the Lord in the heart, notices everything that we do. And if we turn all activities like that to the Lord, then the Lord actually promises. And then in the end he says, if you become my devotee, you offer homage to me, serve me, then you will come to me without fail. Even that he promises in Bhagavad Gita 18:65. Man mana bhava bhat bhatto magnati mam namaskuru mamevishashi chatamte patijane priyosimi. So the other thing that happens is, since the Lord is so supernatural and superhuman in everything that we do, when we begin to offer our fruits of all that we do to the Lord, directly or indirectly, then what we call miracles begin to happen around us. When the Lord carries and preserves, and carries what the person lacks and preserves what he has, so many ways things happen, and this is on a daily basis, that we didn't even expect. Or things happen much better than we ourselves could have done. So all of those come under the category of miracles. So those who are conditioned souls who don't want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's interesting how Srila Prabhupada mentions here, it's because of enmity against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Living entity, the conditioned living entity, performs activities against the order of the Lord. Now, this implies that those who don't accept that the Lord is creator of all that is, and the controller also, creator and controller, and Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. Now, those ones are expressing enmity towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether they know it or not. Some people will say, well, I was born here, I live on the earth, and I'm a material person, and everything that's around me is material,
therefore I use it for my satisfaction. Those people are enemies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They may not think about it that way, but Srila Prabhupada says that is exactly what it is. And he gives, so the reason is, the Lord is supposed to be served. For us, service to the Lord is our life. Therefore, those who ignore serving God and serve themselves, they serve themselves instead. They use items from His creation and they serve themselves. They are definitely enemies. It also means that those who don't give back to God what they've used, they actually steal from the Lord. And I know Radha Maharaj has mentioned this before. They may not think themselves to be thieves, but if you take something that is there that is not yours because you didn't make it, and you use it and you don't give back at least some of it to the person or the personality that's put it there, then you're cheating. A person is a thief or a cheater. Okay, so we also, that definitely says we do need to give back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in loving service. So the fallout from a person who acts like that, the negative reaction is that the person, those persons never experience the sweetness of a loving reciprocation from the Lord. They don't know, they will never experience what it is like for the Lord to love us back and do things that are miraculous around us, because they choose to ignore the Lord. Therefore, they don't experience any special favors or unusual favors from Him. So, the person who doesn't offer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead really is living a low life and can be called a cheater and a thief also, because of the way things are set up. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also offers a very nice point here about those we call karmis. There are people who are karmis, true enough, as the Bible says, you reap what you sow. So they live in that way. But they are pious. They are in the mode of goodness, material goodness. And they've seen what can be done by just self-realized souls who offer all their fruits, everything of what they own, to the lotus feet of the Lord. And they decide to say, I will do something similar. Now, here's a kami now. But they are sufficiently pious, more mode of goodness in their lives than passion and ignorance. And they follow the example of the self-realized souls by trying to offer the fruits of their own duties at the lotus feet of the Lord. And this is the premise. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati comments that on it. But even before that, we know in the Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, in Shloka number 3, it says, Utsahan Nishchaya Dairat Tattar Kama Pavartanat Sangha Tyagat Sato Vite Sadbir Bhakti Pasidyati. So that's Nectar of Instruction 3. It says, in this is Rupa Goswami, Utsahat is by enthusiasm, Nishchayat, confidence, Dhairat, patience, Sangatyagat, giving up association of non-devotees. Now, Vrite and Sata is following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. So by doing this, these six activities, one becomes advanced in devotional service and becomes successful. And of these six activities, enthusiasm, confidence, patience, and giving up association of non-devotees. So one of them can be even done by a non-devotee, which is following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. And this is what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gave an example of, and that is their charges, those who are pure devotees, offer, self-realized souls, offer everything they do to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when somebody who's even a kami sees that and does that, there is also benefit for that particular person.
So every self-realized soul is actually an acharya. An acharya is one that teaches by example. We may not give the title to them, but actually by the way they are living, self-realized souls are actually acharyas. Why? If you hear the self-realized soul speak, you will learn about bhakti, devotion service. And if you watch and do what this self-realized soul does in applying what he or she talks about, preaches, that is, talks about or preaches, you will also grow. You'll grow in Krishna consciousness. So if you hear this person, they will talk about bhakti. Because that's all their business is. 10% self-realized soul, they are into bhakti yoga. And if you watch and do what this person does in applying, in the application of what they've said, then you also grow in Krishna consciousness. So a self-realized soul may speak about Krishna. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a regular formal preaching, but even in conversation they will talk about Krishna. And everything they do, they apply everything from it, or directly or indirectly, to the service of Krishna. And so watching that the person, following what it does, he or she does, and hearing from them, that is a person, well, that's to our benefit, of course, but that person is actually acting like an acharya. So every self-realized soul is really an acharya in their own right. Now, so even if a kami follows, still on the same topic, a kami follows what the self-realized souls do and give the fruit of some of their work to the lotus feet of the Lord, put it there. This mixed devotional service, remember, the person is doing this really like fruitive activities. The person is actually like that. But now, seeing that activities from other self-realized souls are being offered, they're doing the same thing, offering at the lotus feet of the Lord. So these performers are still kamis. So they will offer me, and sometimes they will say, this is for me. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying, because they've started offering, then after a while the Lord will help this person so that the offering in mixed devotional service gradually gets transformed into pure devotional service. That is the mercy of the Lord. That's the mercy of the Lord. This happens in the case of devotees and non-devotees alike. Because devotees also may not be pure, and sometimes Maya fights us. Do this, offer this. Sometimes we could offer it and don't want to offer it. We get a little lazy about even offering sometimes boga, especially the snacks and things like that. We feel like, oh, we want to eat it, but it's not offered. But we should really offer it. So it happens to even devotees sometimes. What to speak of those who are kamis, they don't even think that way. Everything is for them. So pious fruitive activities workers, they disengage themselves step by step, especially if they get help from preaching from a person who is in fact a Krishna conscious committed person. Then this whole philosophy of enjoying their hard earned labor, the rewards of it, will turn into offering it to the Supreme Personality of Godhead little by little, and of course the Lord will reward them with complete good fortune, because the life will be purified and the next life will even be better. They become devotees then. So there is no loss at all for even kamis who do a little bit of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is why, especially in Rath Yatra, what little that we can do to preach to kamis, we should definitely do that. What little interest that they show, we should definitely pull it and give them more and more and more Krishna. Whatever curiosity they express, and Rath Yatra is a great time that people express curiosity, because when they see Lord Jagannath, and we see Lord Jagannath as God, and they look at how he looks, okay, they immediately have a lot of questions. They immediately have questions. We can actually even invite them. Are you surprised by how you see God looking in this way? And if the person is honest, they're going to tell you yes. Well, then that opens the opportunity to talk about Nila Madhava, Lord Nila Madhava, and how this whole thing came about. and the Lord being that way, the Lord of the universe, Lord Jagannath. And people like to hear stories. So if you have that pastime, then you tell them, it's wonderful. They're going to hear it, and then they also have an understanding and accept why the Lord looks that way. Because they'll expect in their books that God has taken this, you know, we have taken the same shape or been created in His image. That's what it says in the Bible. Therefore, they expect a man type image and not a big head, very wide eyes, and limbs that are much smaller and hardly seen. Okay, so then that, but that's a pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He gives us opportunity to tell the pastime of the Lord that way. So, now, see, the Prabhupada says here that in the Bhagavad Gita 9:27, the Lord is saying, O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, and all the austerities that you perform should be done as an offering unto me. And some people may say, well, our activities are performed with the material body, activities are performed with the material mind, and not the, you know, the mind of and the senses of the spirit soul, especially if they understand that the spirit soul is really tiny now in the heart area of a person, and we are using the senses of the material body to do activities. Now, the Lord is completely spiritual, transcendental to the material world. So how can such activities to be offered to the Supreme? How can such activities be offered to the Supreme Lord? And how can such activities be considered spiritual? Now, for us directly, this question has been answered, but it's been answered in a different way also, bringing in the Varnashram system. We are also in material bodies. We know that we are souls, but we're in material bodies. And so what we offer to the Supreme Lord starts material. Everything we have here is material. Even when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the mantra itself is spiritual, but we are using our material voices, material voice box, to chant the mantra, to even the connection with the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. It's from the material standpoint, because we're using not the soul's voice, but the body's voice in chanting this. Now, everything we offer true enough starts material. But this is the importance of the spiritual master. Because when we offer to the spiritual master, and then the spiritual master offers to his spiritual master, and up the parampara to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that offering, there is purification of the material things that we're taking. Of course, we have to offer according to Krishna's rules. Some things you offer, some things you cannot. Things, as is described later on in this purport, things that are in those level of the four regulative principles. The meat eating, the intoxication, so we don't offer anything of that to the Supreme Personality of God. So there are rules, but still, even those that are offerable are still material. But if we offer to Guru, and then on up, we just offer the Guru, and then that's our part of it. But then the spiritual masters go up the parampara to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, offering the same thing, which is now purified. So then that becomes spiritual. Now, the way in which Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur deals with it really, really from the way life is in the material world. So he says, one who wants to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, must accept the system of Varnashram Dharma and worship the Lord through the execution of his prescribed duties. And he says that in Bhagavad Gita 4:13, Supreme Lord Himself established Varnashram Dharma. Now, in devotee life, we are living under another kind of Varnashram Dharma, which is Daivi Varnashram Dharma. Whatever we do, we are offering to our Guru to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore that activity becomes spiritual. But if we talk about somebody who is not a devotee, then the Vanashram system is the way to go. See, the Papa says, Krishna has set it up already. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Krishna has set it up already. So if one works, does his work within the Vanashram system, such work, and if they offer to the Supreme Lord, then it's also counted as devotional service. Sometimes our regular work, and I remember as long as Deva Swami gave a class in Washington D.C. about that, and I asked the question, at that time I was teaching in the university there in Washington D.C., and he kept stressing to me that what you do in chemistry, you may not see the connection directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you get a paycheck. So as long as you take some of the Lakshmi from it and offer the Supreme Personality of Godhead, helping your where you are, the temple where you are, and other activities that you use the money to do to serve the devotees, then that is the best way to go. If you don't see directly how to take your work and offer it in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now there's one thing about it still. Even if we don't know how to offer a work directly, as His Holiness Deva Miswami suggests, the money obviously can be used, some of it, in furthering the activities for the Lord. We're not on the other side, that's one side. The one thing that we need to do, it's one of the nine processes, remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we can do even at work. As long as we surround ourselves with pictures that remind us about Krishna and Krishna's devotees, that you can do. Many, many places in this country, people just put pictures of their family members and the spouse and children, and you see on their desk, Rather than do that, we can take pictures of Krishna and the spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada on our desk. That way, as we're doing the work, that we don't even see how to relate directly to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At least our minds, every time they turn anywhere, is to go to the pictures, and then we remember Sri Krishna, and we remember Krishna's devotees. So that can always be done. In some cases, and even in my own case, when I was and teaching in my office, the computer, and you can do this at home also, when the computer is turned on and it goes through its initialization, the first picture that should come for everybody should be a picture that should remind you of Krishna. When you buy a computer, you don't have that type of picture in the front, but you can definitely change it. All it says is set this as a background, any picture of the Lord, you right click and it says set as background, and you just pick that one, the picture immediately comes to the front. And now, whenever you turn your computer on, it reminds you of Krishna. So remembering Krishna can be done in so many ways. So, and then about the Vanashram system also, Sri Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says, the person that's a kami, the way the day goes, he starts, he takes a bath, brushes his teeth, he meets his friends or go to work and be involved in the day's business. And somebody who is that knows the Kamakanda section of the Vedas will perform the same activities but for the pleasure of demigods, because they obviously want something from the demigods, or even do same activities giving that to his forefathers. So people do activities either for their sense gratification or indirectly to demigods, also seeking better sense gratification. So if people devote their work to a particular cause, then a devotee can also devote their work to a particular cause. And our cause is put that under the lotus feet, to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is exactly what Sri Kavi is saying in this text, the text about this. So everything we do becomes a supplementary aspect of our devotional service. Same thing as saying dovetailing. Dovetailing everything that we do. So then Srila Prabhupada continues, as long as one identifies oneself in terms of the Vanashram system rather than as part and parcel of Krishna, so in other words, somebody is working as whatever job that they have, which comes under the Vanashram system. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Now, this is based on goodness, passion, and ignorance. These varnas. Therefore, a person that's working like that is also still on the platform of Ahankara, or false ego. So, we are spirit souls, and we should serve the Lord and His devotees. So, that's why it's important to have Daivi Varna rather than the regular Varna, which is under the modes of the three modes of material nature. So, Jiva Goswami is saying, when one becomes very much attracted to hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one has attained the Swarup Siddha Bhakti, or the stage in which actual devotion becomes visible. So Siddha Jiva Goswami is saying, very, very important, the hearing and chanting, the first two of the nine ways of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His bodies, is of prime importance. In fact, Lala Maharaj has also stressed that it is in fact through hearing and chanting that the other seven types of services, devotion services, can be done, and done with good quality. When one hears, one gets guided. When one chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we are asking dear Radha and dear Krishna, involve me in devotion service to you. So saying that repeatedly, that will get our minds towards devotion service, and hearing gives us the guidance so that if we have any difficulties or we want even more knowledge and understanding of what Bhakti Yoga is about, then that all can come from hearing. And therefore the other activities, remembering, praying, offering obeisances, becoming the Lord's friend, the Lord's servant, offering everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will do that with an understanding, and with good understanding, and also just good determination and being patient as things arise, because material world obviously is happiness and distress. Therefore we don't let anything especially distressful stop us from serving. Okay, and finally the prayers. Srila Jiva Goswami, looking at things that are happening materially and saying, but in my case, Lord, have mercy on me. This is a prayer for the mercy of the Lord. And he said it in so many ways. I'll just look at the English part of it. May the merciful Lord show mercy on me by demonstrating the misery created by sinful desires. In other words, if I have sinful desires, let the Lord show me what negativity or negative reactions can come from it, so that I will stay away from sinful desires. Not only sinful activities, but sinful desires. The desires has to go. So, he also compares in his next prayer, unintelligent persons, they have unflinching affection for the objects of sense gratification. They are very much hooked onto it. So with that same type of determination, may I remember you, so that that same attachment will be applied to you, and that way of attaching everything that I do to your lotus feet should never leave my heart. So that people are so determined to do sense gratification, let me look that, see that determination and say, yes, I should be determined like that, but mine should be offered to the Lord and His devotees. And that way of thinking should never leave my heart. And then, finally, he says, as the minds of young girls take pleasure in thinking about a young boy, and you know, the love kind of bubbles up in their hearts for thinking, and the same thing about young boys take pleasure in thinking of a young girl, may my mind take pleasure in you. In other words, when I think about you, may my love bubble from my heart, the way a young girl that's attracted to a young boy, or vice versa, the way they feel. And whatever attraction I have for pious and sinful activities, let that attraction be wholeheartedly invested in you. Actually, that is the last statement. Now, So why does Jiva Goswami say whatever attraction I have for pious or sinful activities, let that attraction be wholeheartedly invested in you? Sinful activities wholeheartedly invested in Krishna? So how so? That may be difficult to even take in, because sinful activities are something we want to avoid. But in the Shastra, it says even demons like Kamsa and Shishupal, they were always thinking about the Lord. They were thinking about him negatively, how to kill the Lord. Kamsa was thinking that way, how to kill Krishna. Sent so many demons, he was being unsuccessful, but he tried to and finally got him to come to Mathura, and that was the end of him. Shishupal kept insulting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very, very, very envious of him, but they were thinking of the Lord. And they got salvation in the end, when the Lord killed them. They got salvation. So thinking of the Lord, even negatively, but thinking of the Lord, because we're not advised to think negatively of the Lord. These are demons, and we're not trying to act like demons. But the thing is, thinking of the Lord gives mercy from those who think of the Lord all of the time. So since we are being trained to think of the Lord positively, then we get even greater mercy than the demons get. So everything we should do, as Sri Kavi is saying, we should offer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he puts it that way. In accordance with the, and this is the translation of this text, in accordance with the particular nature one has acquired in conditioned life, whatever the way our propensity is, whatever what one does, we do with our body, our words, our minds, our senses, and our intelligence, or even if we become pure devotees, and some may be pure already, so they have purified consciousness, all of that that we do, we should offer to the Supreme Lord with the thought that this is for the Lord's pleasure. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Thank you for tolerating me. If there are any questions, Shyamashika Mataji, we can open up now for comments and questions. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So any comments from devotees or even questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, this is Anil from Austin, Texas.
Hare Krishna.
I've heard this verse used in many places. So, I think after the end of the lecture or something, get that done, or to understand the significance.
You want to understand this? The significance?
Yeah, of, end of some lecture or something, left line, I've heard this many times. People use why that is used. I just wanted to understand that.
Why it's used so many times? Okay. The whole idea, the underlying idea, why this is used, the text of having to offer the body, the mind, senses, all of that, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First, remember, we are in this material world. This material world is designed for those of us who are hearing and chanting and connected with devotion service. It is clear that this material world is designed to frustrate us. Whatever happiness that we think we can get from sense gratification, there's also distress that comes. And so the idea is to get out of the material world. And to get out of the material world means going to the spiritual world. What do those in the spiritual world do? Everything that they do is offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's how they live their lives. And that's what makes them most happy. That's why I say the soul is in bliss. So the souls in the spiritual world and the souls who are pure devotees here in the material world, their business 100% is to use everything they have to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because when we are in this spiritual consciousness, then we are automatically removed from the material consciousness. So it's actually to our own benefit to do our or to work and to live life based on our own constitutional position that makes us happy. And our constitutional position that makes us happy is to put everything under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is why that advice is given several times. We cannot be happy unless we do that. And since everybody is seeking happiness, then the key for happiness is in fact to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is why the devotees of the Lord who preach this say it over and over and over and over again. Just like Srila Prabhupada in preaching also said over and over and over again, we are not these bodies. Because if we think that we are these bodies, then we will do things to satisfy the body. And to satisfy the body but not the soul will never take us out of this miserable material world. And therefore he kept stressing that. So first the understanding is we're not these bodies, and if it's about the soul, then our activities should satisfy the soul. It should be food for the soul. And the only way to do that is to lay everything we do under, or lay everything at the lotus feet of the Lord and his devotees. So it is actually to our favor that this is stressed so many times, because we need to remember that. Service in that way, putting everything at the lotus feet of the Lord, is what makes us happy. So it will be repeated, and I'm not surprised at all that you see it so many times. It should be there like that, so that we can, in fact, finally connect with real happiness. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any other comments or questions? Well, you can add to it, you know, if you want to. Or if you want to ask a question that's even unrelated to this, you can. Sometimes that happens also, unrelated to the text. It's all about Krishna, Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for sharing this wonderful
Hmm. Hare Krishna. It's very exciting, I know that.
I think
You want to make a comment?
Yes.
Oh yeah, please go ahead.
Let it bless the Lord Krishna, and because we have the experience of the Radha and we are praying very fervently, chanting also Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So I have one most loka. They may be inscribed in our like some kind of billboard around our house or in our system.
Mm-hmm.
We memorize them and also memorize the translation. And that will be a very powerful tool. This is that Sri Thakur uses the four exactly which Jiv Goswami uses in Kriti Sandarbha.
Mm.
Because it invokes pity for Krishna, what is blocking all of us, his tendencies, and he's crying out to Krishna, "You Krishna, I know what attachment is, what raga is, what my involvement and engrossment is, but let it be for you, please."
Mm.
In regard to the fourth sloka of this, the Mama Sukarmani, Dusukarmani, Yadra, Kaman, in regard to you said, Prabhu, how we transfer our attention Dusukarmani of Pakubi. The thing is, it is attachment, it is a raga. The unwanted activity which is paid for with transfer. Samanyam, the word samanyam is very, very significant in this regard. Samanya gyan, that is a general knowledge. General means fundamental, foundational. Where the pious activity is an impious activity, because somebody's pious activity may be impious for the rest of vice versa.
Yes.
Both are infinity. But here, the foundational attachment we have of our culture, of our country, and all, Jiv Goswami is quoting from Rana and others, that foundational attachment I have for all these activities and people, that foundational affection and ishta or attraction be for you, for your purpose. This is only my heart's request. All the devotees, in order to make the complete use of your presentation, the four concluding slokas are there. Our acharyas are helping us, letting us hear, yes, we cry out to Krishna, just like cried out to Guru Goswami in Padyavali. The first sloka which you quoted was Yuvati Nam Yatha Yuni Kanchi Yuvati. All these wonderful prayers help us to raise us from our stage and to raise us to the Vishnu the Madhyama platform.
Mm.
Most to serve it. Ultimately, targeting or inspiring or hankering for the Madhyama platform, which
yes.
will be a special mercy of Krishna.
Mm. Hare Krishna. Wonderful comment. As you were talking, you mentioned one thing that really struck me, and that was that you said that sometimes what one does in service may like to do may not be liked by another person, and this actually struck me. As soon as you said that, the first thing I thought of was offering boga, and this is important for us. Sometimes for all of the different types of foods from different countries that are offerable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, depending on where you're from, you might say, well, this one I'm not so crazy about, this one I don't like. And so we offer some things because we want to offer, and still after we get it after the offering, which is prasadam, want to eat it. Now, that may be so for our own homes. Some foods we will cook and some foods we will not. But when it comes to service to the devotees, and if they like a particular dish that we don't like and it's offerable to Krishna, we still should do it. If we know how to cook it, we still should do it for them. That is selflessness. Even though we ourselves may not be crazy about the taste of that particular thing because of our cultural background, still it's good to offer in service to devotees who like that particular dish. So you offer to Krishna anyway. then that's an example of one thing that we may not like, but somebody else likes, and still we should serve them. So the whole idea of service is for the pleasure of other devotees and the pleasure of the Lord. That should be foremost in our minds. Hare Krishna. Any other comments or questions? Yeah, I understand that, but I mentioned that because I've actually heard. Hare Krishna. I've actually heard, you know, some devotees say, well, cook this, don't put so much sugar in there because I don't like that way. And I've actually heard people say that. That's what I'm saying. I know that for a fact. This is some of the late 90s when I was in Giranagari. Somebody actually made a question, a comment to somebody who was cooking in Radha Damodar's kitchen, that only put this much in and don't put this much in. And then they said, because they don't like it that way. Look at that kind of consciousness, you know. So this is what I'm saying. You don't like does not mean that it shouldn't be done. If it's offerable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it should be done. We don't come first.
Even in material world, there's a word used, you attitude.
Yes. So
in the pure, everything is you attitude. You attitude means you, Krishna, and it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is.
Hmm.
Hare Krishna
Prabhuji. Hare
Krishna.
Namaste
to you, Shri
Prabhupada
ki jai,
Guru Maharaj
ki jai.
Yeah, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you so much for the wonderful class. It's nice to have you on the conference call, Prabhuji.
Krishna's mercy.
Like, you know, I was just thinking that my question maybe it's not directly connected to class, but it's connected to prasadam.
Sure.
What happens is when we cook something from scratch, say we're making we're cooking something on our own, and then we're eating from outside something, mm-hmm. like a chips packet or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the bhav, when we want to cook like a proper meal, like the chai, roti, you know, everything like starts from collecting all the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So, that time we feel like offering to Krishna, because we made that, you know, all that time we took to make it and then give it to the family. But sometimes what happens is that, you know, if we have something from outside, and example is coming to me, suppose I make bread at home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the ingredients, I collect everything, I take the time out and make it. But the same thing if I get, say, from the market, say organic bread, which has got similar ingredients,
mm-hmm.
Less preservatives and other things. I don't know, like when I'm offering that, maybe make a sandwich or something and offer to Krishna, I don't feel like I've done justice. So I offer it not with my full heart, but when I make something on my own completely, then I'm like, Krishna, I made this for you. So you have it, so everything belongs to you anyway, and then, we can have it. So, like that. So, how do we offer everything, whether it's from the market or, how do we understand that, have that deep connection that everything is Krishna? Doesn't matter it's coming from, say a shop is making, like that. And there's another question, when we talk about, we go and buy bhoga. So, we talk so much about the fact that, we should not eat in anyone's house, there's a meat and this and that. We're so particular about that. But the fact is that we're going and buying stuff from Walmart and the vegetables are lying next to the meat. So why is it that we go there and go and purchase? If we follow something, shouldn't we follow completely? Like we go to a place which is completely vegetarian, where there's no meat, and then buy. Although it's not possible in America, so shouldn't we follow those standards also?
Yeah, those are very, very important questions that you've asked. Now, this is Kali Yuga at this point, and again, because Kali Yuga, things are not done so perfectly. That's one. And secondly, we'll go to details. So Kali Yuga is one reason, and the other reason is also time, place, and circumstance. You see, this whole idea of time, place, and circumstance had Desha Kampata, it's brought up because we don't
do things with the standards that are perfect, even if when we know it, even when we know, because it's hard to totally get ourselves from contamination by the way Kamis lead life now and the way the businesses do things in this, now in the Kali Yuga. And so the first thing you talked about is things that are offered that you buy outside, like snacks and so on, and you know, those ones you don't feel, but it wasn't cooked by me and I have to offer to Krishna. You also talked about even organic bread. I'll come to that point. Now, we put this question, so I will answer it based on quite a few spiritual masters, how they've dealt with this. When you cook at home, of course, you cook with those things that, the ingredients that are satisfying to Krishna, and then you offer to Krishna. There's no issue there. But what you buy outside, as long as those things that are not supposed to be in there are not in there, okay, those that we don't eat are not in there, still it wasn't cooked by you. It was cooked by a kami, or been probably done by a machine, parts of it done by a machine. So the consciousness is not the same. Now, what, and I'll add one more to it. Say it's a snack, you're not near deities, you can't even offer because you just bought it in town and you're staying in town and you're still hungry. What some of our leaders have, or the preachers have asked us to do, is to say Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu three times like that on that particular food item, and then also chant our Guru Maharaj's mantra, the Pranam mantra. If you don't have a spiritual master, it is the Prabhupada's mantra, and chant the Hare Krishna mantra, which is all encompassing, all purifying mantra. Then eat it. Okay, so Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Pranam to a spiritual master, and then the Hare Krishna mantra. So that's a circumstance. We're in a particular time, in a particular place, and also the circumstance that's not like circumstance at home when you're cooking from beginning and offering to Krishna. But you also know that Krishna says if you don't eat anything offered to Krishna, then you're eating sin. They say it's in Bhagavad Gita, you're eating sin. So then what do you do? So caught in that particular situation, that's what, from my training and from what I've heard from other devotees too, that we do. We say Sri Vishnu three times on it, Pranam to spiritual master, and then Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that even covers the organic bread too. And but the thing is, see, Krishna rewards you for even thinking of, even if you're buying something that somebody else has made, but you were careful about choosing one that had ingredients closer to what you yourself will make. You mentioned the word organic, okay? As opposed to anything that's just, you know, any kind of chemicals dumped in it. So that alone shows that yes, you are thinking of choosing a better thing, a mode of goodness type food, rather than one that, you know, is in a mode of ignorance, depending on how it was made. So that alone is credit to your thinking. But offering, we have to offer what we cook, and this one, you can say Sri Vishnu on it, and the pranams, and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhupada. I'm going to ask you one more question related
sure.
to it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, people buying, you know, stuff. I mean, we can't do that in America, right? But if you're going to a place where there is meat and vegetables and fruits. So, I mean, like, how do we understand this? I mean, there's no purity there. That's what you mentioned also for the answer to this.
Yeah, it's time, place, and circumstance. It's time, place, and circumstance. If we had our own garden, if we grew our own food, or we buy from devotees who have cooked, who have grown it in the sattvic atmosphere, you know, in one of the farm communities, Krishna farm communities, then that's one thing. But that's not possible for everybody, and so we go someplace that, you know, yeah, they're making those things, they're selling those things, but they sell meat alongside it. Those are, you know, things that are the reality at this point in Kali Yuga and this earth. Just like Srila Prabhupada also knows that most of us won't be able to chant 64 rounds. Therefore, there was an adjustment that he made.
So yes, we may, if we're really strong in consciousness about this, we may ask for forgiveness, you know, for being in that situation. But the Lord already knows that we are in a city, you know, living in a city, and the way things are done are the way they're done. They're not really more of goodness so much now. Even the more of goodness items that they bring in, the vegetables, still they're bringing along with the meat and the chicken and everything else, and they're all in the same, you know, the same building, which is the department, the grocery store. So you can't really, really stay away from it. But again, it's time, place, and circumstance. We should go on, if you buy the boga, then cook with it, you know, the vegetables, cook with it and offer as usual, even though it came from a place where they had other, you know, like meat and so on being sold in there. It's not your fault directly, it's a circumstance now, and Krishna already knows about it. So we won't worry too much about them. You shouldn't.
No.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Actually,
Prabhuji,
I can focus more on my second question now.
Okay.
For example, we have been told that, you know, we should not give money to anyone. Right? If you give money to anyone, then they can utilize for liquor or anything.
Yes.
So the karma will fall on us. You know, like we will get the karma for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now when they are to the stores and buying things, so those people are also not like vegetarian, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that, you know, them eating beef, meat and all that stuff. And our Lakshmi is going to them and then we're buying things. So now when the money we are giving to them, who are not, so as to say, like vegetarian people,
yeah.
And that's like close to very impossible, you know, in India it's a different thing, but here, so don't we get a little bit of karma there, because our pocket, you know, like we're buying from a store where, is it in a similar context to, we've been told not to give, we can give
yeah,
a shot of
I understand.
Someone who's begging or asking for money.
I understand the question, yeah. It's a very good question to ask.
Is there a connection here that we get karma for buying from a company that is not vegetarian?
Very good question. Now, it comes to the situation. The answer is yes and no. And I'll start with the no first. If you know of a situation where you can, in fact, get the items totally sattvic from the beginning to the end, and you don't get it there because you actually have the means of getting it and you decide not to get it, even though it's made available, then of course you are doing things that Krishna can hold you responsible for. But for most of us, the fact is, you give money to a store that, and give money to people who are going to use it. I mean, it's just one thing connects to another. You give money, some of it is given as paycheck to people who are meat eaters, and all in the work in the store. But the thing is, in this situation, you're not giving to a person that's 100%, let's just say the store, not even the person, the store that's 100% doing all things unfavorable to Krishna. It's just the nearest situation is the most convenient, and there's nothing else to go to. If you don't go to that store, you don't get your boga. So again, it's a circumstance. So even though the money that you give to them may not be used all 100% for Krishna's service, or so service to Krishna, you are getting something from them that is offerable to Krishna. And therefore, the forgiveness, that's the no part. You know, the no part means you shouldn't be held accountable for the money that you give going into non-Krishna stuff, because you got from them boga that is offerable to Krishna. And then the other part of it, you know, we talked about, you know, already, that is, if you know how to get it from a Krishna source and you don't, and you deliberately go get it from somewhere else, that there, you know, deals with karmic things when you know you could have gotten it from a Krishna source, but then of course you know, so that's, you can be held responsible then for it. So it all depends on the circumstance, actually. Hare Krishna. Very good questions.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And you know, one point I really liked in your class, that say you're studying the university and you know, you're thinking, what is this, not connected to Krishna, they're not telling you, they want everything about Krishna.
Mm.
And you're taking your degree and about chemistry and this, that. But the fact is, once you get your degree, you utilize that, you know, the money that you get in Krishna's service. So that is a very, very encouraging for, especially for students. We're not very moral, they're very demoralized by the fact that, oh, you know, we have to go to the university, but there's nothing to do. Krishna there. So ultimately they have to, you know, just get done and get away, and then, you know, take the degree and then get a job and, you know, earn and use that money for Krishna. So
yeah.
It was a very small little point, but it really helps, you know, to preach students when they ask Karim. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. The credit actually goes to Devamri Swami, because I asked that question and he answered it that way. So, Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Questions or comments?
Prabhuji, I want to tell something.
Yes.
Yeah, have a question, is very practical, Mataji, always
asked.
It's not the Swiss Atmo, then it's our group also. This material world is a mere bargain.
Mm-hmm.
Under our consciousness, our level of consciousness, tendency to face Krishna, we are depends on the individual how much he really cares. Krishna cares how much I care.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reciprocity always there, and as we keep growing, these situations, there must be glani. Glani means, oh Krishna, I'm in such a situation, I wish I could do things better. It bless me better situations, better understanding.
Mm.
And, so, in prayerful mood, when we know that whatever we are able to do, even it is less than perfect, but still we should try to keep excelling and excelling, and never be satisfied that we ever
become
Krishna. Circumstances, we just the best we can.
Yeah.
At the same time, praying to growing up, rather than just settling there, you know, I have found a shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose is to grow in devotional purpose.
Yeah.
If that is the, then we will be guided by Paramatma and all the situation.
That is true.
Mataji, I have one suggestion for you. At least you want to get those four slokas right in some kind of cardboard with translation, and they will be so helpful.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much. You always like a well-wisher, you know, like a well-wisher friend, you always guide. Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much. And also, Prabhuji, like they say Vishnu three times the certificate from outside. But why? What is the relevance of that? Why we can't say the Krishna prayers? Why do we say that?
That's not preparing, correct? Krishna's one name is Vishnu. By taking his name, everything becomes qualified, at least for a time. But we should not fall into that trap all the time. Pray to Krishna to better our situation so that we directly do something that we appreciate. So it is an individual situation, but our heart, our tendency, our intent is to be to please Krishna more and more and more. Better and better and better. We never for perfection. We don't aspire for perfection. Ours is not a path of perfection. Ours is a path of to become, to excel, keep excelling all the time.
Yeah, and that draws the mercy, that's all. That draws the mercy of the Lord. Go ahead. Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai. Any other questions or comments? Okay, Hare Krishna. Shyamasika Mataji, maybe you can bring this to end. It's a wonderful class in terms of the questions, the discussions. I've learned a lot from listening to you also. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji.
Thank you so much for this second class and the wonderful answers.
Krishna's
all
mercy.
Practical life, so.
Hare Krishna.
We love to ask you.
Thank, Thank you for tolerating me. Hare Krishna. Everything is Guru's mercy and Krishna's mercy.
Hare Krishna.
Pititanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai. Jai. Vaishnav Thakur Ki Jai. Thank you for tolerating me. Hare Krishna. Jai. You always should have power point.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Once again, the recording has stopped.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.